Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry, baby. Am I too loud?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Transcast Cafe. Join us tonight for another hour of life on the
Spiritual Perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206, or go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started now as we introduce our diners for tonight's cafe. Robin, would you like to do the honors?
Oh, well, thank you, Gloria. Hi, this is Robin Misevich. I am one of the hostesses that normally loves to just sit at our great dining room table and just have all kinds of wonderful things that we nosh on. And Gloria, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, I am Gloria, and today I am spending my day being domestic.
Whoa, does that include cooking?
You're a domestic engineer?
It is. It is cooking, yes.
And we have Miss Wonderful Kathy on the switchboard.
Well, hey, y'all, my name's Kathy Elliott, and I've been spending my last week in Atlanta, Georgia, serving humanity by spreading joy and laughter.
Well, shoot, that just sounds so lovely. My goodness, but she's going to get turned into some peaches. Yeah, that's good. Okay. And Mr. Jamie, introduce yourself.
I'm okay, but I'm going to fake out. My name is Jamie. I live up in Seattle. I have a tattoo shop up here. I'm an old friend of Robin's from high school.
There we go. Okay. Well, and we want to welcome all of our listeners and diners coming onto the table. And we really encourage you to go ahead and get into the chat room at show. It's show at transformationcafe.com. And that's a wonderful place to be able to connect with us, along with Blog Talk Radio / Transformation Cafe. Miss Kathy will be keeping an eye on messages, so if anybody wants to go ahead and be doing it that way, that's great too. Or just go ahead and push number one if you're listening in and want to go ahead and be a part of the conversation, and we welcome your perspective and anything you want to share. So our first appetizers tonight, we're going to be talking about our normal Earth update. It seems like every week we have something that happens, you know, from show to show, and of course this week we have the hurricane in Mississippi, and oh my goodness, there was such damage there, and we really put our thoughts and prayers out to all those people. And I was just going to mention about just the level of things just really changing. We could totally see the earth is just moving so much energy with hurricanes and things like that. So, Jamie, did you have any update with that hurricane?
Well, before we do that, Robin, you haven't introduced yourself.
I did. I introduced myself at the beginning.
About the flower shop?
Oh, I'm Robin Misevich with Flowers for You in Riverside, California. So I am a florist by day and a spiritual seeker by night. There we go. Okay. Thank you, Gloria, for encouraging me to introduce myself. Okay, so our hurricane update, Mr. Jamie.
Are you talking about the hurricane or the tornadoes or the very bad weather that just happened?
Was it tornadoes? I thought it was a hurricane.
Yes, I believe it was one tornado, in fact, went, I think they said it was almost 2 miles wide, and it went for almost 100-something miles between three states.
Oh, my.
It was on the ground for 97 minutes, in fact.
Wow.
That's the one that I think you were talking about, because I do have a little article from the paper from yesterday.
Mississippi?
There's a couple of the states in that area, but it was rather one of the largest I've seen in a long time.
So is Mississippi Calamari tornado?
Calamari?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with the the Mississippi Calamari
tornado appetizer.
Oh, okay. We could give that a shot, I guess.
An appetizer?
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, okay. That's interesting.
But in any event, they're telling what happens, and it seems like it's happening a little sooner and a lot larger storms.
A little sooner, you said?
sooner in the season and with more intensity.
Oh. Woohoo! Ride 'em, Windstorm.
They're also
sounds like a Paul Bunyan tale to me.
So I have a nephew who officially runs after those things in Texas.
Has he ever caught one?
No, not yet, but he's gotten really close. And he's sitting there telling me that in front of the mother. Jamie, are you with us still?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, Robin's not here, though.
I'm here.
Robin, are you here?
I am here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can hear me, right?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. We can hear everybody. Okay.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
So, okay. So that's quite the storm. My goodness. I had no idea.
I have
a. So thank you, Mr. Jamie, for your info.
Oh, sure.
He is our update guy. There we go.
Jamie.
It wasn't much of an update this week, so.
Hey,
yeah.
Jamie, I have one on the volcano.
All right.
There was a
lay it on
UFO
me.
Spotted. There was a UFO spotted.
Okay, go,
so,
go, Miss Gloria.
There was a UFO spotted. You can report that.
Who spotted the UFO? I'm hearing somebody saying they spotted a UFO.
Yeah, there's a YouTube about it.
Tied in with the volcano?
Pardon? Tied in with the volcano? Yeah, well, in all the ash, you know, flying around in the ash. And I thought it was a V-shaped something. And it was there for a really long time, and they said it was like a no-fly zone where they couldn't possibly survive if they flew around in there. But I did see it. I saw pictures of it. So anyway,
I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah.
Okay. There's been a report of a UFO being sighted in the Icelandic volcanic ash cloud.
Yay! You do a really good job.
See, you reported it. Yeah, that's good.
Okay,
that's
how was
update
that?
Wow.
Right. Okay. Well, thanks for the update.
There you go.
I just passed it along.
Is there anything else on Iceland, on the Icelandic volcano, besides a UFO sighting?
It's actually the activity has lessened quite a bit, and it's more of not so much ash. And I believe that they started flying in the. From the European and the transatlantic, I think they did start flying that way again. But it also, I imagine there's people still waiting to get their places somewhere. And
sure, they've given up.
Or they're still there. I think they determined it was about 100,000 flights that were canceled because of that in that period.
100,000?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, there was a lot more cars being rented.
Exactly.
They were talking about how man is so used to flying and how what would happen if we couldn't fly. So we'd have to either take a train or a car or a bus, and then they'd have to take a boat to get to another continent.
You'd actually see the land a lot more. My gosh. Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You
just
know.
Like before you could fly in a tin can up in the air, you know.
Uh-huh.
They've been showing
like
specials
said,
about what the world would be like without an ATM machine. I'm like, are we serious? I remember what it was like before an ATM machine.
It opens the door for transporter machines. Come on, people.
Exactly. So, you know, it is very interesting. Very interesting. So I'm looking right now at the updates for what's going on with earthquakes, and there's been one in New Guinea.
There was
that
a
was
quake in Taiwan as well, 6.5. And that
yeah, there was one in Indonesia on the 24th that was about
right.
a 6. Yeah. So
there's
a
lot of activity.
Those are
good-sized
earthquakes.
Huh?
Those are good-sized earthquakes.
Yeah. And we're still getting some activity in Baja, and there's still going to be – is still having some activity down in the Chile area too.
So that's like shake, rattle, and roll, right?
Shake, rattle,
and roll.
Well, you know. We're just having all kinds of, and they're still, I think they're still watching to see if Cal is going to be an issue. You know how that goes, because that's that larger volcano that wasn't that far from E15. So there we go. Because like, nobody knows how to save that poor little volcano, so they call it an E15. So there you go. They were saying, I was reading another statistic, just looking at this stuff this week, and they were saying there's on the average 27,000 earthquakes on the Earth yearly. So, that's just regular seismic activity. So I'm sure that, you know, we're all getting a little bit of a tremor now and then, you know, and we just think it was our last meal, so it's okay. Like, oh gosh, I must have been something I ate. No, okay. So that's cool. So anything else, Jamie, you want to update on that?
That's about it.
That's about it? Okay.
Yeah, nothing really earth shaking this week here.
So
an update on the spicy prawns.
What's our choices for just some really real different appetizers tonight for us to be noshing on?
Oh,
spicy prawns. What else are our choices?
What was the other one? Mississippi tornado. What did I call that? Mississippi tornado.
Crawdads.
Crawdads. Oh, those are prawns. Hey, have you ever caught crawdads?
I used to eat that
once in a while.
Oh, really?
Did I hear you talking about
Gloria?
Yes.
Did you ever hunt for crawdads?
Yes.
She did.
In the river?
She did.
She did
that in the rivers in Washington. Hey, how about some prawns? Wow. Crawdad rolls. We got coconut crawdads. We got coconut roll, crawdad rolls. What's this?
It's Crawdad City.
Yeah.
Okay.
Calamari. That's what it was. Mississippi tornado calamari.
Calamari, wow.
Uh-huh.
Okay. This whole seafood thing, there we go. And then maybe some wontons, how about that? Get some fried wontons going there, that'd be good. Okay, that sounds good.
Sounds good.
Okay, we're going for that. Okay, so moving on to our next one would be movie news. It was so much fun a couple of shows ago. Jamie was sharing how he went to go see How to Train Your Dragon. And I have a friend of mine who lives in Honolulu, and I was visiting with Miss Jules over the weekend with her phone call. And she was sharing that, you guys, okay, this is one. Guess what movie is going to be they're casting for that's going to be filmed on the Big Island and also Oahu?
Huh.
That's a pretty broad question.
Really? Hawaii Five-O, the movie?
Right. I think I did hear something
about Hawaii Five-O, the movie.
Viva Las Hawaii.
Viva Las Hawaii. It's actually going to be the next Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh.
Yeah, so they're getting ready to do the next.
That would be number four then.
I think so, yes.
Wow.
With Jack,
oh, really?
Jack back, and he's going to be on the Big Island for a while, I guess. So I'm sure he's really upset about that, hanging out in Hawaii for a while.
The economic boost.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to make
The casting call was very interesting, though. They were asking for people who didn't have all their teeth, large noses, big ears. Some people who looked unusual.
Yeah, that looked like they belonged to the pirate.
Woohoo! So that's pretty darn interesting. I don't know if they all had to go arr or not, picking out their language or not. I'd be my part of the casting. Okay, there you go. Arr,
Pirate seminar or something, training.
Yeah, there should be a pirate seminar, and I'm sure they all have to wear their arr guile socks. So there you go.
That was a good one.
We can get our little pirate jokes in, so there you go. That's good. And last weekend, I was very upset. Last weekend, they had the Spam Jam.
every year they in Honolulu they close down one of the main streets they have down there. I wish I knew the name of it. I can't remember. But it's like the you know how in Las Vegas they have the strip. It's like the strip for Honolulu where they have all their the tourism and all that kind of stuff. They actually close it down for the evening. And every possible way that you could celebrate spam, they're just having a big spam party down there. So there you go. We've got some spam fan, you guys.
A spam jam, spam a lamb, spam a lamb, spam a lamb, it's a spam jam. Oh, I don't know what this is to me tonight. There aren't too many people in the restaurant, thank goodness.
Okay, whatever she's drinking, take that bottle away from her, okay? Just some real fun stuff with that. So, we're just kind of disappointed that we missed that. So, there you go. I was like, wow. And apparently, it's been going on for quite some time because I was talking to Jules about that. And she was like, oh, no, they've had it for years. And I'm like, oh, wow, never even heard about it. So, there you go.
Sure.
It's just a very island event, I guess, the way that they did. So they're not promoting it on the mainland, I guess. So, there you go.
I guess not. But then, that's where it's really popular, right?
Oh yeah, for the locals and all that. And, you know, I'm sure everybody's a reason to go down and party. You know how that goes.
That's right.
So.
Oh yeah. Any reason we can have, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Because that's what.
Okay.
Jules works down at a local restaurant down there, and one of the girls wanted to take the night off because she just had to be off so she could go do her little spam celebration.
Spam a lamb. Spam a lamb.
Spam lamb and a spam van. There we go. So this is very good. Yeah. And then, along with everything that's been going on, one thing, too, that I was being reminded with another thing for the appetizers was it's so important when we're looking at all these changes. I don't know. Is it just me or does everybody seem like they're in two different modes? We either have people that are going along and they're driving, they're driving conscientiously, and they're really noticing people. Or you've got these people that are just going super fast, cutting people off like crazy, and just acting like they're the only people on the road. Is that just me, or have you guys been experiencing that as well?
Actually, three categories fit there, because you also have those people that are oblivious and aren't paying attention and are not aware.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
I'm going to try, so.
Yeah. Have you noticed anything, Jamie?
What was that?
Have you noticed anything like that, Jamie?
Well, I don't really drive anymore, but when I did drive, there's definitely people who seem to think they were the only ones on the road, for sure, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We have a caller. Caller is area code 562-315.
Hi, caller.
Hello. Hi, it's Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn. How are you?
Yay, I'm doing great.
Carolyn. We're having spicy prawns, and let's see, we're having.
Right.
We're at the Thai restaurant having some. It's Thai night in the cafe, so we're having some Thai food.
Tea.
Yeah, we're having Thai food. So get yourself some tea, and we're gonna have some prawns, and it's really good. So we were commenting on the just the fact that there seems to be like three different categories of people that are kind of out there right now. People that are connected and being conscientious with each other, and then the ones that are driving like crazy and cutting people off. And then Gloria was mentioning how she feels like there's people just like totally oblivious, and they think they're the only ones out there at all. So any comments with that, Carolyn?
Yeah, I was thinking that right now because I was just kind of listening back there. What I'm finding is just because the vibration we've talked about before is moving so much quicker now, and it's putting people, like, everything right in their face that they're working through. But a lot of people who are still sleeping, so to speak, or in the box, they don't get it. So they're so overwhelmed and, like, drawn into their drama that that's all they see. So it's like they don't even see anyone else around them or what's going on. So I have noticed a bit of that. Interesting. I guess it deepens my level of compassion for that in the world, you know.
Are you seeing it with your kids? Carolyn,
I'm sorry?
Are you seeing it with your kids?
What about my children?
Are you seeing that with your kids?
Oh, I guess so. I guess more they're acting out of the stuff that's coming in so quickly, you know. So I don't know. I think with more of like the friends that come by, the different people, the different kids that we might connect with, they'll bounce off of, like, so if there's someone who just doesn't get it, they're in the box, then the kids will bounce off of that. And then if we're around more conscious people, then they kind of, you know, they're in tune together. And it's been interesting to watch with them too. But they're definitely, I mean, there's a lot of us, even adults, those which are really sensitive. We've been doing all kinds of stuff lately. I don't know about you guys, but, and I can see that with the kids, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I know.
Definitely.
Go ahead, Gloria.
The other thing to keep in mind, too, is that as we become more aware, these people, the type of driving that you're talking about has existed for so many years, and it's just as we become more aware of our own surroundings, do we become more aware of the people that are in it? So a lot of people are probably experiencing the same thing that you're seeing. It's just that they never knew to look for it or were aware of it before.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point. Well, it's all about perspective. You know, and that's actually something that I wanted to kind of talk, you know, put out for all of us to be able to chat about tonight, too, is because, you know, what you think about, it's just such an important and powerful thing for, you know, everybody of, like, you know, what's your thoughts, because I get you definitely what you're thinking about is going to be something that, you know, careful what you ask for or what to think about, because it, you know, it could definitely be there in front of you very quickly.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Very much more quickly than before.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Is anything interesting or curious come up for you, Carolyn, this week you want to share?
On perception?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, that's something that we've all been talking about a lot lately and working with, and I definitely agree with you. And it's so important right now that we keep our thoughts on what we want, because we are manifesting so quickly. You know, like you said, it's funny, you'll think one, you know, I'll be off balance for a minute and think, oh, God, I didn't want this to happen, and boom, you know, there it is. It's like, okay, I got it. Let's realign our thoughts. You know, and that's what we've been talking. I have gatherings on Thursdays, and we've been talking about this and just how we don't have to judge ourselves, but just bring it back. Bring your focus back and keep, you know, putting it on, you know, even not for ourselves, but for the world, and peace and love or whatever, you know, whatever you're looking for. And then, of course, in your own relationships with, you know, people and money and business, all of it, the same thing. And keep your focus on how you want it to be versus when your kid of frustration, just kind of take some deep breaths, look at it, and then do whatever you can to bring balance back to it as quickly as possible so you don't dwell in it and manifest more of what you don't want.
Yeah, I was one of the things that I came across when I was looking through the internet this week was a really nice quote that said, "We are living through one of the most fundamental shifts in history, a change in the actual belief structures of the Western society. No economic, political, or military power can compare with the power of a change of mind."
Yeah.
But deliberately,
I can do it.
I think it's so cool. I mean, when you think it, I think it's so true how powerful. I mean, this time is actually really, really incredible, because it is. It's like this huge tool that we have, and it's just in our thoughts.
Yeah.
And if people
only
woke up to realize how incredible of a tool that is, I mean, it can change your life in a split second.
Yeah.
Just by changing your focus.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that changes, you change your life. You change everything that's in the future by changing that focus.
And then that ripple goes out.
Yeah.
Mhm. Mhm.
Awesome. So I was listening to the last CD of The Shift today, and with Wayne Dyer, and he was reading from a book from Neville. And he was saying, the key here is, the key here is to feel how it would feel once you already have it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And what else did he say? He said something like, if you want it or you will it, it means you aren't it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
you know,
if you're
wanting is
something,
it's you don't have it and you never will, because it's a want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
it's always out there, you know, just outside of your reach, because, you know, when you say want, the universe says, oh, okay, we can create a want. We know how to do that.
Right.
I can do it.
Just to help remind us.
I'm actually really excited.
Rosie used to have one of those little soundboards, and she'd punch a button and it would just play the song, and that's what Kathy's got tonight. So a lot of people are like, where is she coming up with that music?
Yeah. Hey, we're in big trouble.
Soundboard going on there.
My iPod is picked up to a speaker. We're in big trouble.
So there you go. She's just got her everything else on that iPod. Oh, here we go. Okay, go ahead.
There you go. Here's my other favorite one.
Uh-oh, what happened?
What I've been looking for.
I got him.
Big lead in. So did you get the theme of that one?
That one came off kind of. Did that sound okay to you guys? It sounded a little garbled to me, but that's okay.
Yeah, a little fuzzy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that one was.
Who's the artist on that?
Much, much more. I want more. I want more. Much, much more. See, and we can make that happen.
I have more. Like, I have more. I have much, much more.
There you have it.
I want
more.
I have more. That's right.
I have more.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, another one, sometimes what I've learned, I don't know if it was Wayne Dyer or through one of the wonderful teachers out there, it's that I'm grateful for this in my life. So even if we're still practicing, you know, we're not, maybe haven't quite witnessed it to the level that, you know, we'd like to see, but it's you're getting gratitude, you know, for it. That's what I always affirm all the time is, with, you know, I'm so grateful for this. I even caught myself like in a run of the room the other day from the kids, and they made their lovely creative expression all over the room, and I was walking through going, ah! and I started to say what a mess it was, and I was quickly reminded and said, no, I'm so grateful that this room is so nice and clean. So,
yeah. The
and then,
creative
and
expression.
Then,
I like how you said in my room is a mess. It's got creative expression. There you go.
Oh yeah, they're very good at it.
It's perspective. It's a creative expression. There we go.
Oh yeah.
Is that what they're calling it?
Yeah, now that's what we're calling it. So there you go.
Yeah, my little guy has it down pat too.
Oh, that's awesome.
Look, Mom, look
that's
at our creative expression. Yeah. Well, that could be just about anything. I mean, you know, they have a good bowel movement. Mom, come here, look at my creative expression.
Yeah. Dylan shared some of that.
Wow, you sure did. Look at that. Good for you. Okay.
Looks like it's time to order.
Oh, okay. What are our choices?
We have crying tiger.
Crying
yum.
Tiger?
Yeah, crying tiger.
What's crying tiger?
Tiger with lime juice, chili, onion, tomatoes, basil, and cabbage leaves.
Ooh, okay.
Not grilled beef.
Is that
yum.
Got the little chili next to it so it's hot? Or?
Yeah, it's got the chili on it.
It's like, ooh-wee. Okay, that's a hot one. Okay, Rob's going to
have tom-tom.
Tom-tom.
Which is green papaya, cherry tomatoes, carrots, green beans, shrimps, and limes, tossed with peanuts, palm sugar, and fish sauce.
Ooh, okay. I think I could go for some tom-tom. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, tom-tom. And larb guy, ground chicken. Oh, that's just plain old. Oh, and yum. There's yum, which is mixtures of lime juice, onion, tomatoes, chili paste, and your choice of chicken, prawns, or seafood.
And that's all yum, yum. See, there you go. Like,
oh, wait a minute. That's going to salad. We have more to go.
Oh, yum, yum kind of thing happens in there. So.
It's all good. Okay,
cool.
Souring Rama.
Well,
okay.
Well, why don't we just get one of these, and then we can just share. There we go. We'll just, like, put it around the table. So, like, I get that big, lazy Susan in front of us tonight. We'll just, like, spin it, and, you know, there you go. We'll, like, spin the dishes. There we go. Whatever comes in front of you, you take a taste, see if you like it. There we go. That's all good. So one of the things we're going to do for the main course tonight, we were going to talk about Happy for No Reason. And it's actually from a book that I had been looking at, and her name is Marcy. Her name is Marcy Shimoff, and she wrote this a couple of years ago, but it's called Happy for No Reason. It's an excellent book on the science of happiness, and she's got a lot of...
She was in The Secret.
She was in The Secret. She was in The Secret, and she actually is a co-writer for Chicken Soup for the Soul, for the Woman of the Soul, Women's Soul. She was actually a co-writer for that. So she's got a couple different things under her belt, really coming from a real positive and spiritual perspective. And I wanted to share just a couple things and have us, have all the diners give comments and ideas and things like that from some of the things she was sharing. One of the things she really stresses in the book is that we all have a happiness set point. It's actually part of its genetic. And then we have other things that have influence. So what do you guys think the percentage of our set point that would be genetic?
What was that? 98%.
98% is genetic. What do you think, Gloria?
I didn't hear the end of the question.
I said, what percentage do you think our happiness set point is set at genetically? Out of 100, what do you think the percentage would be for us being set genetically?
52%.
Well, 52%. Okay.
I'll say 51%.
Okay, maybe 51. Okay, Caroline?
I was saying 75.
75. It's only 10.
Oh.
No.
And I win.
Only
10%.
Only 10% is genetic. And pretty much all the rest of it is going into our habits and our behaviors and things that we actually get when we're basically being, in the family unit, and what our moms and dads said was happy and not happy, and looking at their behaviors. So that's just kind of a real interesting thing.
Can I say something, Robin, for a minute on that?
Sure, sure.
I've been doing a lot of work with a chiropractor, a friend of mine, Dr. Ward in Long Beach, and we've been, I don't know if I talked to you the last time I talked about 2 weeks ago, but what he's been showing me in my films, we did x-rays and he's able to read the spine, and like a huge portion of what was showing up in my life is all genetic. So the reason for me, I look at like 75% because when you think about how much we carry, like everything we learned in school from parents, really it's all these genetic patterns that are just passed on. Even, like we carry it. And he's able to even see that in the spine. I mean, it's so amazing. But I recently learned a really cool thing is that just by recognizing that, you can then choose to let it go.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
That's
right.
What I'm working with.
Love it. Love it.
And
let
I think that's
go.
The reason why when Marcy was seeing it was only 10%. It's that 10% that you really can't change. And like I said, a lot of the stuff is behavioral and just different things that you've been conditioned once you've, basically come on the planet. And coming onto the planet, those are all the other things that have accumulated within the body. And then once you recognize it, you can totally let it go. Yeah. So I agree. That's very cool. So but that's so interesting. So it's showing up in an x-ray.
Oh, my God. He is so amazing. His father started this, and then he learned it and then carried it on in a whole new way, too. But, yeah, they're able to look at the x-rays and read your spine. And I've had two of them done. I had one done, like, I don't know how many years ago, 5, 6 years ago. And it was hilarious because at that time I was working through all masculine, male, father healing, relationship healing, all the male stuff I had to balance. And I knew it because in my life, that's exactly what I was working on, healing all that stuff. Hmm. So now it's like after my recent accident, I went back and I did more x-rays. And it was hilarious because it was completely the opposite. And he tells me it's like too extreme, like all female stuff. And I just started laughing, going, oh my God, this whole last year, that's what I've been working on, healing all the stuff with my from my mother and my sister and the patterns that I've been carrying and all that. So it's just like incredible. So I go in for adjustments and he's helping me to shift all of that. And I keep working with my thoughts and releasing the patterns that aren't mine. And
wow,
it's been,
incredible.
I have seen some amazing stuff in the last couple of weeks, just, you know, and happening while I'm doing it. So it's been really fun.
Mm-hmm.
That is grand. Just grand.
Yeah. It's very, very cool. Very, very cool. So his dad was the one who basically discovered it or remembered
yeah.
it. I always think when stuff like this comes back up, it's a matter of people are remembering
yeah.
it, so they basically can bring it back out so people can benefit from it.
Yeah, and he's kind of taken it to a whole other, like, level. His dad's not with us anymore in the physical,
mm-hmm.
But he takes it, and he kind of, he's very intuitive to it. I don't know if he'll tell you that, but he is. and then he's able to, he's putting in all these computer programs, and he's actually taking it and teaching other, you know, chiropractors and other medical, you know, people and all kinds of, everybody who comes to his office. And he's just trying to help them understand, you know, the level that the healing can take place once you know what your body's, you know, saying to you. And then he just helps adjust people. And there's just so many levels that he works with. I always tell people if you go to see him, tell him that you know me because he'll talk to you. And he'll help, like, help you understand what it is.
So is it just kind of an ongoing thing with the adjustments, or does he have, like, a certain series that you would do for whatever? I guess it's probably – a lot of it, I would think, it would have to be just on a personal basis, depending on what
Definitely.
You're at.
Definitely.
Yeah,
it depends on where you're at and to what level you're experiencing. Because he works with people with, like, major traumas and you know, illnesses, physical injuries, all kinds of stuff. So it just really depends on where you're at. And then also how conscious you are. Because sometimes people that go in, they don't know why they're going in. They just feel better. And they don't, you know, really understand to the level that he's working. And then those of us who do, you know, we go in and, like, I'll talk to him, and every time, you know, I'm always working on, he'll give me feedback, and it's always exactly what I'm working on, and it'll help me plug in the positive wording and help identify the words that I'm using that are based on the old patterns. So, like kind of like similar to Louise Hay, like, to me, it validates Louise Hay's work, which I love.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah.
And
well, and I'm
me.
Even thinking of Brian Weiss's work, you know, when he talks about past lives and stuff, when people recognize something that could have happened in a past life and you're having symptoms coming up, and as soon as you recognize them, they go away.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah, it's like this little saying. It's like once you recognize that it's not yours, because that's what you showed me, is like I was taking it on as the stuff was mine, and then trying to also as a light worker, a lot of us have this light worker syndrome where we try to carry everything for the whole family. We think we have
right.
to heal it for everybody. And so you can't possibly do it if somebody isn't willing to be, you know, healed or doesn't want to. So then you realize that instead of that it's yours, that you've just been carrying it, it's a genetic, inherited genetic pattern that you're carrying. Once you recognize that, then you can choose to let it go. And the one little trick that I added on is Teddy and I always do this because we found out the hard way many times, with grace, ease, and joy.
Yeah,
Yay!
Hard. Absolutely. It's whispers and taps on the shoulder. It's no longer 2x4. Okay.
Yeah. I love it.
No,
we
can just
like
go to 2x4s. I don't need those. Okay. Hi, caller.
Area code 909-842.
Okay. Hi, caller. Would you like to get onto the table and be one of our diners and say hello? He's just going to listen in. That's okay. Well, we welcome
okay.
you to the call, and thanks for checking in. We really appreciate that. So we're talking about just an unusual chiropractor down in Long Beach with Miss Carolyn, you know, introducing him to us. What is his name again?
It's Stephen Ward. His place is Ward Chiropractic. I think he has a website.
Right.
I think it's chiroman.com.
Chiroman, don't we love that?
Incredible.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's a great name. That's a great name. Okay, cool. So along with that, too, is one of the other factors that Marcy just talks about in her book, which is called Happiness for No Reason, was that greatness is a barrier for one of the great things, you know, the whole thing with fear. And we've done a couple different shows talking about fear and how you know, the older acronym was false evidence appearing real. And the other day we had one saying fictitious evidence affecting reality.
Will you say that
so
one
that's
more time?
Fictitious evidence affecting reality.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So that's definitely kicking it up a notch, you know. So, you know, and one thing that Marcy kept stressing was the fact that a lot of what people have been dealing with when it comes to a sense of, you know, I'm happy, I can't be any happier, was there's an ingrained thing with us with fight and flight. And so we're always looking for something on the negative for a sense of protection, when in the actuality, you know, happiness is our soul's essence. We come in with
mm-hmm.
a just, that's all we know is happiness.
Right.
Coming into the body.
I got that real clear.
Here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
My cat's trying to come
so,
and take me off the show again, so I'm having to tell her to go away. my happiness is going to be after. Okay. Yeah, she's happy. So there we go. And research was saying that there's lots of studies of that success and also happiness were something they've been studying in the positive field of psychology. So that's it's really wonderful to see that we're finally studying the stuff that works as opposed to stuff that doesn't work.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And coming from the point of view that we come in happy, our souls to be happy,
mm-hmm.
That's our natural being, it
mm-hmm.
makes it much easier to get to that happy point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Knowing that we're getting back to that. We're supposed
getting
to be
back
there.
To that. Yeah, and that's one of the points, too, that Marcy brings up is the fact that, you know, we think we have a set point that can't change. When actuality, it's basically always seeking to find the happiness in our life and looking for that and making it a practice, you know, making it something that we're seeking out and we keep it on a regular basis and to maintain it. It's like I was talking to Kathy this morning, and I kind of woke up in a bad mood, kind of irritated, and she's all, hey, Robin, how's it going? She's all happy. And I'm all thinking, okay, you little joy girl. Here we go. Okay, I can be happy too.
Hey, I have
a
jingle
for
that.
Yeah, be a joy agent. So that was just, you know, something that's
yeah.
really...
I am very happy. I am very happy all the time. All the time, all the time. I am very happy all the time. When I have a challenge, I will ask my angels and fairies for help. I am very happy. I am very happy all the time. I've got my team, they're working with me. I am very happy all the time. When I'm not so happy, I'm not connected. When I'm connected, life's so fine. I am very happy. I am very happy all the time.
Okay.
Hey.
Good, Kathy. I have to be the proud mama. You know, whenever a lot of these singles that Kathy plays, that's my daughter, Katie, and she actually did. She sang them for. She sang them for Kathy, and it's going to be on her single. So my little vocal artist, Katie Mustafa.
That's awesome.
Katie. Yeah. So
and while I've
awesome
had
with that.
Yeah, while I've had a minor holdup in my schedule, I'm planning to follow through and have the music and have the kids sing. Everybody,
yeah,
sing.
It's awesome.
Okay,
so there's
time for dessert.
Going to be putting music. Oh, it's time for dessert. Okay, what are our choices?
Sure. Okay, coconut green tea mango ice cream. I think that's
ooh.
Three different kinds. Not sure.
we can just like get a big bowl of it and mix it all together. Okay.
Yeah. Black sticky rice with coconut ice cream.
Ooh.
Nobody's jumping at that one. How about mango and sweet sticky rice? But that's seasonal. And it's hot.
I did mango with sticky rice the other day at home, so I don't want to have it tonight at the restaurant. I think we should have one of the other ones.
How about fried banana
coconut.
With coconut ice cream?
Yes. I haven't had that one. That one would be good.
That
sounds very yummy.
That
I think that would
yummy.
Be good. Like coconut ice cream, I don't know. That just sounds very yummy. It sounds very refreshing and sounds like comfort food. And, yeah, we're going to have to get a couple bowls of that going, I think, because all of us are like, yeah.
How about you, Jamie? Is that good for you?
A little doggy bag of the coconut ice cream, please.
Okay, he wants the coconut. Okay. And unfortunately, they don't have nectarines here, so we can't do the nectarine thing. So, you know, that's not happening tonight. But that's
okay. My gosh.
Well, I think we should make a rule that we can only have
I'm going to have a nectarine
ice cream in
crawl.
Hawaii.
Yes, we should only have, you know, oh, my gosh. If you guys have never had ice cream that it's like with all their native stuff, oh, my gosh. It's just so wonderful. The coconut and the pineapple and the macadamia nuts. And it's just so great. You know, it's just wonderful, wonderful. It's wonderful. So, Chris, I think anything in Hawaii is pretty wonderful, right? Is that true?
Yes.
Is that just me?
Right.
Bingo. If anybody's going to argue with that, I don't think so. So one thing I really liked about the whole happiness thing is being happy campers. And I think, you know, that's just a wonderful thing to have on there is being a happy camper. So there we go.
Well,
because
that's where your energy is. That's a higher energy, one of the highest energies.
Mm-hmm. And it's so important on the planet now that we're all coming from this place of our hearts instead of our heads. I mean, we want to be thinking, we want to be making good choices, but coming through our, you know, ask our heart, is this a good choice for me? And really trusting, you know, trusting that energy as opposed to just being analytical about it, bringing our feelings into that and looking at this, you know, what is my highest interest, really trusting what we're getting more on an intuitive level as opposed to just thinking about it. That's just so important.
Yeah. I think it comes to a level of, like, it really about being in the flow, being in the moment, and surrendering and acceptance because, you know, the more I learn that, I mean, it truly is a choice, you know. No matter what happens, whatever seeming negative thing that happens, it's a choice of how you look at it. And if you go with the flow and you're in the moment, you realize if it seems like it's negative, I realize it's just an attachment I had to something. And if I let that go and accept it and then put in my affirmations that say, hey, that just means something better is coming, then I can come back to the place of happiness.
Yeah, one thing I recognize this week too, and I keep having it come up over and over again, is I'd have this sense of just, you know, like there'd be a death. There's like the sadness of things being over and there was this death and things like that. And I really recognized this week that it was just a matter of like things are changing, things are being let go, and so there's a matter on being sensitive, feeling like there is this gap. But yet I got excited about that knowing that, oh, something's leaving so something new can come in. That's even that much better for me. So it's just like you said, it's a matter of perspective and knowing one door is closing so another door can open.
Yeah,
you know.
And sometimes we just have to walk ourselves through it, you know, our thoughts through it. Like I find myself, if I find I'm starting holding on or if I'm struggling, that just means I'm holding on. So then I have to sometimes walk my ego, that little child, you know,
through
it and say, okay, just let go, we'll be okay. And then, you know, you turn it around.
Mm-hmm.
I read something this morning that hit me, and I'd like to read it to you. It says, you may find yourself letting go of what has been. You focus on what is. You cannot have your mind back there in failure thoughts. You cannot have your mind back there in success thoughts. Either way, if you're back there trying to live in the past, you're manifesting your lack of awareness of the present moment.
Mm,
wow.
Nice.
Yeah, I like
that.
Very
true. Nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was excellent.
Yeah.
Very, very good. That should be our after dinner mint.
Now we have glorious after dinner mint that will be much more inspirational.
Gloria worked really good to get us a mint, so I definitely have to read that for you guys. Let me find it.
Well, you could have two mints then.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll have a double
you know, mint. Sometimes you need two mints because we've had some spicy food tonight, so that's good. We should have some extra mints here. That's all good. Like, woo, that was a healthy mint. Okay. Just a second. I'm looking for it. There it is. Okay. So the quote was said, all who joy would win must share it. Happiness was born a twin.
Woohoo! I love it. Mm. Woohoo!
Isn't that nice?
Yes.
Isn't that nice?
Yes.
Happiness was born a twin. That's so nice. Cute little goody, 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 happiness. Look at your twin. It's so cute. There you go. You know, and that reminds me of just some of the new things that are coming out about the new energy that's coming on is actually encouraging us to come connected to our soul twins. And a soul twin is someone that just really, on so many levels, you look at each other and say, gosh, we just have so much in common. We think alike. Our personalities are very similar. Our tendencies are very similar. And it's just being very comfortable with that person. So it's just
that
we're having that come back out again.
And then what we're doing is we're breaking apart, just like the earth is, breaking apart so we can come together.
So all those things that need to be let go of, and the negativity of what those things we've been held on, just like it was Carolyn saying, you know, it was in my body, in my legs, and now I'm shifting the opposite direction. So I'm releasing those things at one time that I thought served me. Well, I've learned that, so now I can, you know, bend the other direction. I think of like a willow tree, how it just like kind of goes with the wind. You know, it's still stable and it still can flow in both directions, and it's perfect in that wind and that winds of change, as it were, and still being able to be solid and yet have it be flexible and resilient.
Yeah.
Being resilient.
Yeah. It's still building all the new foundation, letting the old one crumble so we can open up to that new one. It's really awesome, you know, and it's getting easier. If you know, I guess with all these little tools that we're getting, it can be so much easier than it was. You know, things that we have to process through and, you know, decades or whatever, however many years. Now we can do it if we want, and we're truly ready for it in like an instant. And
we can make
really
it
great.
Fun.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
exactly. That's
mm-hmm.
awesome.
Yeah,
that's
especially
in
you
itself.
Know making it with fun. Miss Gloria, you have been very quiet in the last few minutes. Anything, any comments you'd like to make on what we're talking about?
Well, giving proper credit to the quote, it was Byron.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Who wrote that? And going back and talking about the happiness quotient, if you examine your conversation further, I was going to say that as far as percentages, I was going to say zero, because the happiness is a state of being, and it's a mental aspect versus a physical aspect. So as far as genetics go, I would say zero. So even though they're giving it a 10%, genetics specifically talks about what is physically passed on, whether it be emotional DNA or physical DNA. They're still talking about passing on something genetically. As far as the soul, when you were discussing soul and the happiness of the soul, and the soul wants to be happy when it comes through, I would say that the happiness comes through with the soul, and that the seeking of the happiness through the soul to satisfy it through physical desires is a way in which humanity always strives and looks to become, seeks out how to become happy through their physical desires. So happiness is more, as you said, of a soul level and not of a genetic level.
Yeah, it's not about materialism or, you know, what can I get? It's a matter of, you know, where am I in this moment? And being able to embrace that and have gratitude and just loving what is in this moment. Yeah.
Yeah, because as you go through life, not only do you have different age levels or economic and different status levels of seeking of values, as you go through each year, each age, each definition of your decade, you have different sets of values, and so different things make you happy.
Yeah, that's very true. Well, I mean, I think, you know, it's your perspective changing. It's your interactions with things. I think it's a sense of your patience and your understanding, a sense of wisdom that comes from age and just comes from a knowing of being able to let things surrender. I think surrender comes up for me. What do you guys think about that, being able to come from another level of surrender as you get mature?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So did you think this is more from a wisdom point of view?
Yeah, well, you just realize definitely. That, you know, some things aren't worth fighting over, you know? It's like you really do have to kind of choose the things that you seek to make a conflict, and other things you just recognize as somebody's, you know, it's just their way of doing things sometimes.
I think the bottom line, too, it comes to self-acceptance, because we're truly, I think that's how I kind of was looking at the key of the genetics. We come in sometimes with these patterns of being inadequate or unworthy, you know, and then based on that, we never find our happiness because we're always looking outside. But once we start to, and I think this happens at really, from my belief, is at any age. It just depends on the spirit, you know, and the person or the role they're playing. But once you start to get in touch with, you know, yourself and your divine design that truly is you, your unique expression of it, the more you can feel and express that happiness. But if we're at a level where we can't identify that in ourselves, then you really, you're still looking and connecting the happiness with everything outside of you.
Mm-hmm. So last week I'm going to jump into leftovers, because last week we were talking about one of the main things we talked about were all the different things that you could put in the freezer that would be able to save money and just get a better value for your stuff. So, Carolyn, do you have any tricks that you like to put in the freezer that are kind of unusual?
And I think I don't quite understand.
Oh, okay. So, like, we were, you know, putting pantyhose in the freezer, and supposedly they make them last longer and they don't run, and batteries and coffee and things like that makes them the fresher and they last longer. So you need to do anything like that that might be a little unusual?
Mine has to do with kids, but, you know, those Chloe.
Yeah, right. Couple.
You know, I'm,
oh, okay.
And I missed that show, so tonight I just looked in my freezer to see what I had, and guess what I have in there, Jamie? I have
a UFO. I don't know.
UFO?
Nectarine.
Oh.
She has
nectarines.
I thought they were out of season.
No, but
she's frozen. No, they're frozen.
Oh, boy. That sounds good.
Yeah. You can make it. We can make a nectarine slushy.
A slushy.
Yeah.
We can make a slushy. Yeah. That's awesome.
Or sorbet. You get a nectarine sorbet.
A sorbet, that would be very yummy. Yeah,
there we go. That's what we have.
One of the
Oh, I was just going to say, I learned a new freezer, a new substitute for ice cream, which was my roommate. She put almond milk, vanilla almond milk, in one of the slushy cups. So I got this idea. I'm going to freeze them in ice cubes and then put them in my blender. And it's really good. So
I'm
trying to get away from
good.
Dairy. So it's a nice substitute.
So almond milk with a little bit of berries and put it in your mixer or your, your blender.
What was that?
Frozen.
You put them in your
milk,
blender.
Right?
Yeah, so it's just almond milk. Mm-hmm.
Almond milk. And did you put some fresh berries or something in it too?
You could do that too. She had it. It just tasted like vanilla ice cream. It was so yummy, but without the dairy. I was like, yay.
Oh, that's good news. Yeah, that's a very good one. Yeah, very good. Well, one thing that Glory had shared with us last week, which I thought was a really great tip, was you can take aloe vera and put it in the freezer, and it won't freeze.
Oh.
It gets very cold.
That's cool.
5%.
Yeah. So, like, if you have a burn or something like that, you can take a pop it right out. It's going to cool off the burn and automatically start healing.
That would feel really good, I think, on a sunburn.
It would feel really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, aloe vera pops it. Okay, no.
Woo!
For those real fanatic health nuts out there. Okay. I don't know about that, but there would definitely be something on the different side. So there you go. And then we had a really cool thing that I had gotten from another friend of mine, that if you take Ziploc bags and you put water halfway in and then you put a few pennies in the water and you hang it up where the flies and wasps seem to come in and out of your house, that they will no longer do that because they think the Ziploc bag is a bigger bug.
That's great.
And it works. Yeah, so you don't have to use pesticides and sprays and stuff like that around your house. You basically just create a bigger bug with a Ziploc bag. So there you go.
Wow.
So you know, like, have you guys check that out and see if that works. So we can check in with that later and see. Maybe you have other guys, any of our other diners, try that out and see if it works.
I haven't tried it yet. It hasn't had any fun around here.
I know, it's just been a little too chilly to really have anything to do with the bugs. I know, huh? They're still going, geez, it's cold, I don't know.
Yeah, wait till the end of summer, then we'll give it a shot.
I know. Well, there was I'm trying to think, they had a thing on the news tonight where they had, I think it was in Switzerland someplace, where they were thawing out, and they had this they have this annual thing where they have a snow, it's a snow slope, and then the bottom of the snow slope, they have a bunch of melted snow. So these divers, I mean, these people are skiing, and then they fall into the water kind of a thing. So it's like this jumping into the water. It's one of
wow.
the things they do for the end of winter. Yeah, I don't know if I do that, but anyway.
Yeah.
One of the ways they celebrate the thawing of winter. I was like, okay, well, that's good for them. So there you go.
Well, everybody,
so
take care.
Yeah, it's time to go ahead and pack up our stuff and make sure you guys drive carefully and make sure to take those doggy bags.
Okay.
Be happy.
Thank you.
Be happy.
Okay. Think
awesome
and be happy. Remember your happiness. We'll be checking in on the happiness, guys. So that's very cool. So thanks for coming.
Lord, be happy.
All right. Have a beautiful night.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we're always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by checking out our website, transformation-cafe.com, where all our previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformationcafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we'll see you next time. Good night.
Thank you.